Good morning. Welcome to Community Bible Church. It's great to have you here with us. Our scripture reading today as we continue our worship. We'll be starting in the book of Philippians. And we're speaking about joy. Joy from the book of Philippians. We'll be reading Philippians 1, verses 1 through 11 this morning. I'll be reading from a New Living Translation. This is Philippians 1. Verses 1 through 11. The Word of God. This letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the elders and deacons. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my requests for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you. For you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word, and may God be with Doug as he comes to share it with us.
Good morning. Let's bow and pray again. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the great and precious promises that your word gives us. We thank you, Lord, that you visit us through the person of your Holy Spirit, through the medium of your word. Speak to our hearts, each one, today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we must yield and submit to the Father's will. That's our calling. And in the midst of that, there is great joy. In the midst of the suffering, in the tunnels of life, when you don't see the end, you can know that your Father is in control. We're going to start a series on joy. It's going to last for 8 weeks. I didn't know that I was going to go through these trials of life when we planned this series back in November, but I think the Lord knew. And so this has been a blessing for me just to prepare this message and to look forward to the next 7 messages on joy from the book of Philippians. If you would like to do some